shouldn't do this. It's avoiding people.
Number 11 with
Don
and MJ.
MJ and Dr. Lou doing the old show. Oh, I don't know why I'm doing.
You're punching.
Power moves.
You're punching the air.
But it helps me get into my groove. I know we're gonna talk. I know we're gonna talk about, you know, women and whatnot. But I gotta say something. I was in the bathroom for the airport, and the seat is so low, and the water is so high. I was taking a dump, and just my testicles touched the water.
It's horrible.
It is the worst.
Especially after you shit. It's like
it was during the shit, which is the, and I was like,
that's horrible.
And I just clenched up, and it was awful.
It's horrible. There's no, there's really nothing worse than when, like, you dump, and then, like, there's that splash, and you feel the cold water.
Right, it just gets right on your wet butt, and you're just like, oh, this sucks.
There's really nothing quite as bad as that.
No. And then you think to yourself, well, if I pull up now.
Except maybe if you sat down without looking, and the seat was covered in shit.
And it was covered in shit.
That would be gross.
That'd probably be the worst. And you just go, right, and you're just like, oh, this is awful.
This is horrible.
Right, and then you have to get up, wipe your ass, and then take a shit.
I don't even think I would. I think at that point I would just, like, pop
hang
a cyanide
yourself?
Pill. Yeah,
right.
I would just
try to hang yourself
it.
With the toilet paper. Just trying to make some kind of
some kind of
choke on it.
I'd be in there for a good 2-3 weeks, just making a circle of toilet paper strong enough to.
You just choke off. Just put it in your.
It dissolves. It dissolves.
It will dissolve.
To do.
You figure it out.
You know? I'm going to. If that ever happens. But what were you going to say about girls in particular?
Oh, girls are dumb.
Yeah, I know.
In general, we were talking about a friend of ours, or a female friend of Dr. Lou's, who apparently is not attracted to these two guys who are going after her like gangbusters.
Yes, they're chasing her hardcore, and they've been getting into competitions,
right,
trying to get this girl to like them, and it turns out she wants nothing to do with either of them.
And wants a different guy entirely who looks like a homeless person.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Right. He looks exactly like a homeless person. But this homeless person, for some reason, is making his way around our department.
No.
And just cleaning house, and I don't understand what that is. Is it the fact that he looks like he doesn't give a shit?
I think it's part of that. Chicks like guys who don't care.
Yeah, he literally wears a dirty undershirt every day.
He does.
He's let his long hair grow. He's got his eyes are blazed all the time, and he's let his facial hair grow for like a month now.
Right. I mean, you think he'd just be getting like black chicks who like, you know, want get some weed.
I wouldn't even think he'd be getting anything. He looks like he's just like strung out.
He does look somewhat strung out, but here's what it is. He has that half cool demeanor of like being totally confident in himself, and the other half just like not caring whatsoever about his appearance.
True, he's got that like self-confidence
like,
that like actors have, where it's like you know you look good, but nobody cares.
Right, and yet he's not an actor and just looks like a homeless kid. And but he's so I don't want to say like proud of himself or just so self-confident.
Well, what is that though? It's very true. Girls seem to be attracted when guys don't give a shit or like when they're kind of acting like assholes in that way that they just don't care. It's like I mean, truthfully, I can think of a time, probably one of the better parties I've ever been to, and like the most luck I had was me just getting off being sick, and I thought I was just going to a friend's house. I didn't know it was going to be a party, so I dressed like shit. I wore like sweatpants and like a hoodie, and I had a hat pulled down, and I was unshaven, and I ended up like making out with these two girls that same night. One of them bombarded me in the bathroom, and the other one was like, hey, have you ever shotgunned a hookah? And I was like, I have, but I was like, no, what is that?
Right,
so,
of course,
we ended up making out. And then they ended up getting into a fight and everything like that. It was just like, it was
over you?
Yeah, it was one of the like best parties I've ever been to, but the point is, it was because I didn't give a shit going in.
I need to take on that demeanor.
It's like,
just
well,
not caring.
What is that about? Because, and when you try and be a nice guy about it, fast track to the friend zone.
No.
And once you're in there,
it's a hard road out.
You never get out.
It's almost impossible.
You never get out.
You might as well say you never get out.
You never do, because when a girl considers you as a friend, it's like there has to be like a really life-changing moment for her to be like, oh, yeah, we could bang.
Like her grandfather or grandmother might die, and then you do it during the funeral or whatever. You know, when she's like a weekend and stuff, and you're like, hey, here we are. I've been waiting for this time for years.
Here we are.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, let me just comfort you for a little bit. Takes a few wine coolers. Whatever.
Let me just comfort you. Why not lay your head down on my left nut?
On just the left nut?
Just the left
nut. Right. And then turn semi-counterclockwise and then just wrap your mouth around my penis a little bit. Right. Put my penis inside your mouth. Let it grow. And then just keep going from there.
Let it grow. Yeah, that's
right.
Probably why you haven't had any luck of late.
Right. I need to stop having her try to grow it inside of her mouth.
Yeah.
Right.
You
beforehand.
Need to pre-grown.
Okay. That's probably the main problem. No. And then, Dr. Lou, you can actually come in and talk to us about this. But He's just listening. And he said that the two guys were going after the girl, and they were just asking her stuff and being on the ice and stuff. And one of them tries to court her, as you call it.
Court.
Courting. Right.
Courting. Right. Which never works.
No.
I think nowadays, I think it's, with the absence, like, chivalry is dead, let's just be honest.
It is.
Whenever any guy tries to be chivalrous, which is courting, that's where that comes in, trying to be a gentleman, trying to be chivalrous. Girls don't like it. They don't respond. They think it's creepy, if anything. Like,
right.
If a guy's too nice like that, they think it's creepy.
You can be a
and
dick.
And if you're not too creepy, then they sidle you into the friend zone.
Right. You can be They'll a start... dick beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
And then once you actually are dating, then you got to be somewhat nice to him.
A little bit.
Right.
But I think
that's when you open the door for them beforehand or whatever.
There is a way out of the friend zone, though.
What is the way out of the friend zone? Well, actually,
complete dick to him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You know. Yeah, you're right. You got to be. Yeah. See, you can get out of the friend zone. You just have to ignore them completely.
Yeah.
And just
stop answering text messages.
It's right. Yeah. Exactly. No. You know what? You guys bring up an excellent
and
point.
Then
I just thought
back.
Of my own example. Yeah.
Right.
Where that actually proved true.
Yeah. And right. Too. And then they'll text you. And then
absolutely.
Right.
If
chase you
exactly. If you start. If you pull away. If you shut that curtain, they start like. Coming
well,
at it, and
I think
it's so strange.
What it is, I think, is you reek of desperation if you try to be nice to them. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like you're like, oh yeah, that's really funny. Oh no, no, I think I love that exact show or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, yeah. America's Next Top Model is really underrated. I don't know why
exactly.
it's not, you know, getting so many Academy Awards.
I would love to just sit at home on Friday night and watch Desperate Housewives with you. I think
it sounds Cougar Town.
Oh,
great
Miley
show.
Cyrus show.
Yeah, yeah, I'll go with you.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
that
really
seems
good.
Fun. You
right.
know, her music's all right.
You're just reeking of desperation and trying to be around them at any time. But when you're too cool and you're like, okay, what? Yeah, I don't really listen
when
to those shows.
When you seem to have your own stuff going on, when you're
right.
not chasing
yeah.
them,
like you're like, bitch, yeah. I'm too busy for you.
Exactly.
Right.
They love that.
I think it's when
what is.
I think it's because you don't. Because if you have your own stuff going on, you seem somewhat important, and you're actually doing something
I
with your life.
So. Yeah.
If you're desperate and you're like, "Just give me anything that will be like around
right.
you," then they're like, "Well, he's not really doing anything, and he's
it's
obviously
true.
And you're not a hot item on the market." They follow that supply and demand thing. There's
yeah.
a lot of you and not much demand. You know what I mean? As opposed to there's not much of you to go around, and they want all of it.
It's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
There's only one me.
Right.
You know? That's
right.
That's the attitude you got to have going
right.
out there. There's only one me, and if you want a piece of it, come get it, because
right.
I'm not going to run after you. That's
exactly.
just it.
And I'm actually probably going to go away from you entirely.
It's true.
As opposed to, like, if a guy going after a woman, if she's weakened or she's throwing herself at him and she's somewhat attractive, game on, baby.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
If she's bangable and she's throwing herself at you and no one else is interested in her, it's like, great. And I have less competition.
Right, but if she's bangable. But
yeah,
at the same point,
yes.
you have to wonder, like, if she's bangable and she's hot or whatever, and she's, like, she's got that vibe going on and no other guys are approaching it, you got to be like,
well, I mean, like,
you
got to
go with your instincts.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, like, I'm saying she's
instincts.
Attractive. You find her completely attractive, and everyone else is like, eh, she's all right. She's a 4 or she's a 5 or whatever. And you're just like, she's a 10 to me.
Kind of like a
great.
Certain girl in the radio department that I think is attractive.
Right.
And she's a little bit thicker, and everybody
right.
makes fun of me for liking
right. If she threw herself at you, how great – I mean, don't you find it
– I would leave. I mean, I would take her. We'd jump in a cab, and we'd go to the nearest place that nobody would get mad at us for banging in.
Right, probably the cab car itself. You know what I mean?
Itself.
Right.
Here's 20 for
what
the fare
doing?
And 50 for the cleanup.
Though. Right, because, yeah, those protein stains aren't going to come out on themselves.
Protein stains? I don't shoot protein. She's semen.
Right, which is
yeah, which
yeah.
is all protein.
It's all protein?
Well, not all of it's
pretty
protein,
much.
But yeah, all of it's like, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's why it doesn't come out, okay? Of, like, your stains and stuff like that.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Of, like, your shirts and whatnot. That's why your pants are always, like, hardened.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
crusty.
Right. It's like
no.
A,
what is that? I don't usually shoot it in my pants.
No, I mean,
shoot
like,
it into someone's mouth or on someone's breasts.
In my pants.
No, I mean, like.
Exactly.
It's yeah, like, in
buddy.
Your underpants or whatever, and then
yeah,
they
yeah,
become
I
a flat cardboard,
while.
You know.
Usually. I've never had that happen to me.
Okay, what is wrong with all of you?
What is wrong with you? You need to learn
you're
when is
right,
our
right,
turn.
What you, okay, what do you guys...
You are, do. Do you bang with your underwear on? You bang
no,
with clothes
no,
on?
No, no, no,
like,
no, 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 no.
Have you ever?
Although it is uncomfortable when you actually have to take the clothes off, and you're just, like, in between the stages of taking it off and... You know, like you're
yeah,
like,
I know.
Let me get all this off.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
You have to do it
the
at the
socks
exact same
are the worst.
Time.
There
oh,
is
yeah.
no good time to take off your socks.
You have to do it while you're taking the pants off.
Yeah, that's the only way.
You know
if you mean? Can if you can slip them off while the pants are coming yeah. off, that's golden.
Although you do look ridiculous when you have the socks on.
I know.
I mean, but
if you're naked except for your socks,
but
you
it's cold
look like a tool.
Outside, you know what I mean? And you're just like, oh, this sucks.
And you've got like not knee socks, like tube socks, the ones
right.
that go like halfway up your shin.
Yeah. You either need ankle socks or like just knee-high socks. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. You can get a. You can actually. You get away. If you're, that's the thing too. If you're a girl, you can get away with wearing anything. Like I actually,
because guys,
there
are
times I don't mind. I actually, there are times when I actually feel like banging a girl with her clothes on.
With just the underwear off, or you mean pulling it to the side?
Oh, I've done that, but I do prefer underwear coming off. It's, you know, like, it's, there are times it like rubs up against.
Yeah,
the side
it's just like
your,
chafing one
yeah,
side of your.
Yeah, you're
dick.
Like, what is this? It's gonna like right. shave off. Like
right,
half an inch.
Right. It just starts moving like a straw.
Gonna have,
like
yeah, I'm gonna have a scab.
That's not good. No, it's gonna start
take off. If you got
right.
like a skirt on or something like that, just like take off the underwear and yeah. just like keep the skirt and the boots, keep them on, man.
Yeah,
like that's cool.
Yeah. Although you know, I do like when chicks wear like the sexy underwear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's nice, but it's all coming off anyway.
See, that is one of the things that I don't think women understand. Like, when they buy sexy lingerie, it's all right. But
well,
we're just...
I mean, it is a turn off, but... I mean, it's turn on, I'm sorry. It's definitely a turn on, but it's coming off.
Yeah, and they... But I think that women get the sexy underwear so that they feel sexy.
Yeah.
When us... Yes. When we're like, just get it off.
Exactly.
Get it off. Come on.
How about those, like, edible panties?
No.
Have you ever, like,
no, I've never
those?
Done... Have you done them?
No, I haven't. No. And I feel like it would be...
Licorice and ass. And a mixture of licorice, ass, and vinegar from the vagina.
Licorice already tastes like ass anyway.
It does, but it's going to add actually the actual ass element if she farts in them and something like that.
Oh my God.
And then it's going to smell like tuna, you know what I mean? And you don't want... No one wants licorice tuna.
Nobody wants
that.
Oh, that
would be the worst.
It really would.
Licorice
tuna? Candyland, except, like, take a really
right,
wrong
like
turn.
Like trout and tuna.
Oh,
it's all seafood.
God.
Right. Oh, what is this, lobster channel now?
It's lobster bisque that I got? Is that what this thing is dripping
right.
down your leg?
Oh,
no,
that's not good.
It's
right.
a discharge.
Oh, that ain't butter. That's yeast.
Let's bake some bread.
Why do they call it a yeast infection? Because, I mean, I understand that it's probably something growing inside there, but don't name it that. You know
a
what I mean?
Yeast infection.
Right. Like, you imagine something growing out of there, like cauliflower or something like that, coming outside
I've
of it.
I never actually imagined. I usually imagine bread.
I did like those, baked. Like, those Monistat commercials, and, like, you're always like, oh, that's a rather large pill to be, you know, eating or something like that. What
nope.
are you? You can't put that in bread or something. Oh.
Oh,
you figure that out eventually. That they just
yep.
insert that in. Oh,
yeah.
That's disgusting.
I know. So on to
Monistat?
Greener, no, not on to Monistat. On to greener pastures.
What could be greener than Monistat?
Avatar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's coming. Hey. It's coming out.
It's coming out.
In 2 days.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
This is Wednesday.
Yes.
You know.
What do you mean, you know?
Here's the thing. I like Roger Ebert and
Roger Ebert. It's Roger Ebert.
What did I say?
Roger Ebert.
I imagine his name's Roger.
Yeah, it's Roger. Know. Okay, the point.
Roger Ebert.
You like him? Yeah.
He's good, but, you know, I mean, he's like, oh, he's in love with this goddamn movie. I read his review. He's like, this changes movies forever.
It's not just him, though. It's everybody. And there's a reason for it. It's because it will. I'm telling you right now.
Is it in 3D?
It's not just in 3D. It's in a new kind of 3D because Cameron invented a new camera.
Cameron?
Invented a new camera.
Is it called the Cameron?
No.
The camera.
But I'll tell you, because of it, though, it doesn't matter how much money the movie makes because people are going to be buying his cameras and that's what's going to set him
right.
for the rest of
right.
his life. As if he wasn't already set from Titanic. But.
Right. Well, he's been set, right. But here's the thing. I don't really like 3D movies. Maybe I'm just too old school. And
I can't even see 3D.
Right,
so
exactly.
I don't like it either.
That's because you have a
lazy
eye. But the thing is, like, when I see a 3D movie like that, the one with Jim Carrey or whatever, they always, like, try to emphasize or do something
The Christmas Carol?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, the Christmas
Carol. You
movie.
Saw it?
No, but I heard about it. But the thing is, I know what they did, and I know every 3D movie, they do this thing where, like, things are coming at the screen.
Exactly. Right.
And,
right?
Like,
yeah.
they have to have, like,
not...
big-ass noses, and you're like, whoa,
yeah.
that's huge.
That's not what it's like in
okay,
Avatar.
Well, then maybe it's a little
that's
bit better.
Why, that's
but
why
I
they're
just
saying
like
it's completely different. It's because it's not – he doesn't use 3D just because he has it. They
right.
say that it's like – and it's not just, like, the parts that are predictable where things are coming towards the screen, and then all of a sudden
that.
It's, like comes past it. No, they say that, like, the forest itself is, like, almost 3D, you know, just
right.
of itself. Like,
you
know,
have
to watching the movie. It's
do you have
background.
To have glasses?
I'm imagining so.
Oh, I don't like wearing glasses. I mean, I don't like wearing glasses. You feel like there's a tool with those things on.
I wear glasses all the time.
Yeah, I know. But no, I wear glasses too. But the thing is,
they're
like
3D glasses.
Yeah.
Out of a series.
They're
of
never
wax.
Cool.
Yeah.
And they're always like a red and blue. And you're just like, everything looks like shit. It looks like old radio. Like, it's got that, like, enhanced color vision. And you're like, this sucks.
Yeah, the color bars.
Right.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to see it.
But I'm going to see it, too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a ridiculous
movie. I'm more excited about Clash of the Titans.
As you should.
Which
be.
I have no idea what the storyline is or whatever.
That's a remake. The movie, it's right. from like 1981.
Isn't it like Perseus?
Perseus, exactly. Right. He gets...
He was born a god, but is raised a man or something like that.
He's one of the hybrids. Yeah.
Right.
He's one of those
hybrids, demigods.
Yeah, thank you. He's a demigod.
Hybrid.
He's yeah.
a Prius.
What?
Right.
Prius. Just,
like yeah. until it gets
well,
to 20
way,
miles an hour.
I think he's a son of Zeus. And
that's Hercules.
No. Perseus is as well.
Zeus oh yeah, Zeus
is like,
Zeus banged, like everybody.
What are you talking about? Yeah. But anyway, yeah, he has to go through and do all this crap, and he...
he just has to do all this crap. Just,
he does, as right. it always is. He has to prove himself.
But what's
he's going for a chick and whatever, and some, like, demon thing likes the chick, and...
Well, there's no demons yeah. in...
Well, no, there's not demons. There's
right.
one that the gods punish. His name
right.
is Calibus. At least there was in the old movie.
Calibus.
And he had, like, a tail and horns
Caleb.
After the gods messed with him and shit.
Right, of course.
And he Who? And Perseus and him.
Qui-Gon Jinn is playing... What's his name?
Liam Neeson.
He's playing Zeus.
Yeah, he is.
He's weird looking.
Is
Although
he
I did,
really, wait a minute, is he playing Zeus
he,
in Clash of the Titans?
In the thing, he was all white, so I assumed he was playing Zeus.
Oh, Liam Neeson is
playing right.
Zeus. Is that, does that mean that that's the one where Ralph Fiennes is playing Hades?
Probably.
And, oh my god, this, and
yeah.
and Gemma Arterton is in it too. She's playing Io.
Yeah. She's looking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really is attractive,
she's
let me just say.
Good looking chick.
She was in Rock and Rolla. She
yeah.
was in Quantum of Solace.
Yeah.
She was Strawberry Fields in that one. She was the Bond chick.
Yeah.
She was in this movie that
Strawberry Fields. I'm sorry. They have such ridiculous names for Bond
that
movies.
That is so great to me. And she was a redhead. She was all, like, pale skin and shit like that. One of the best parts about that movie, though, she was extremely hot. But, like, the shot where they showed her dead, she was, like, covered in oil on, like, this white
right.
bed and shit. So good.
Right. You
so
would have been like, you're like, she's dead, but I got 20 minutes
movie,
until Rick and Morty sets in. So.
James is just like, can you give me... 10 minutes.
Five max. All right, honestly, I can do this.
10 minutes with the body.
I'm going to be taking pictures of the scene.
I need 10 minutes with the scene before you make contaminated. That wasn't Bond. That was Batman.
That was Batman. You're just messing
laughing.
With characters now.
Until
right.
I started laughing.
You just guessed it right.
I'm sorry. That voice. And as much as I love Dark Knight, as much as I love everything about those movies,
the voice is
hard to get past. It
is.
Really is. And I understand what he's trying to do. I appreciate it.
Right.
But it is hard
you know
to
what
get
if,
past.
You know what? If he had, like, a voice changer over his face...
You'd think he'd be able to afford one.
Well, what I mean is, like, if he just put that over his face, it'd be less ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's doing that with his own...
There won't be any fireworks.
Right. But yeah. The fact that he's doing it with his own voice, everyone
yeah.
is just like, whoa.
Exactly. It's
Calm
just,
down.
I know. It's,
right.
But, I mean, like, because he doesn't have to go that far with it. Like, I mean, there are so many subtle things you can do changing your voice
right.
to differentiate between characters.
Can make
like
it
he's.
Higher.
You can
what
do that as with Batman.
Right.
I'll get the Joker. Don't worry, guys.
Drop your weapons. Yeah, no. I think it's just, you know, mainly so that, you know, anybody he talks to.
Right.
It's
like, oh, that can't
not,
be.
Exactly. That's not Bruce Wayne.
Right. But when Bruce Wayne shows up to a press conference, he's like, sorry, guys. Got a little.
I was up all night fighting crime in my.
And like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Dark Knight just had a. Or Batman just had like a 2-hour session going on with the Joker, and now Bruce Wayne
is all beaten up and
right.
his voice hurts.
Huh. No
know.
Connection though.
Exactly.
Right, what was?
Way to go, Bruce.
Was there something in the '50s where it was so easy to disguise yourself? You know,
Superman,
just a cowl.
Superman
over your
all,
face.
All Superman did was put on a suit and
the
glasses.
Cowl, right.
And
that
was it. And
right.
Everybody,
put,
everybody
put
was
a little
like,
thing
man.
Over your or put the little derp thing or whatever it is you got going on.
The derp.
I don't know what it's called. Like that little curly cue
curl
thing.
At the front of
right.
his forehead.
Put
yeah.
it in the front of his forehead or the back of his forehead, and everyone's like, okay, different guy.
Pretty sure it's not derp.
I like the name derp though. Derp. I just imagine that's the sound it makes when he puts it down. Derp.
I think it'd more be like a going.
No, it's not. It's not his penis. Boy,
is that the sound it makes?
Superman's makes that sound.
I bet it. No, I would imagine it sounds more like punching somebody.
When he's punching Lois Lane.
Yeah.
Ah,
that's
Bruce,
basically what it is.
It really hurts.
His name's Clark.
I was mixing Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent.
God,
Bruce Kent.
Bruce Kent.
Clark Wayne.
What was I gonna say?
Clark Wayne.
You know what's a word that now again here's the thing, is. Are words that are forbidden to say more fun
are we
because
going
they're forbidden?
To the N-word again?
No,
are we really
no,
doing this?
I wasn't. I was
going to
say
okay.
cunt.
I like cunt.
So do I.
You know what? Here's the thing. It's really, you really can't say cunt in America, but they say cunt all the time in England.
I think, well, when you call somebody a cunt, like right. particularly a female.
In America.
Yeah, when you,
in,
either one of those. When you call like a girl a cunt or a twat, it's like, it's very bad.
It is the worst thing you
can like
But she can call us a dick.
Bitch is like nothing.
Yeah, bitch is not bad anymore. But I don't know why. It's that a k. It's that hard
cunt. Yeah.
It's that two hard things going on and twat. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I like calling girls twats.
So do I.
That's my favorite word.
It's really good.
It's great to say.
It's quite good.
Probably my favorite, especially when referring to a vagina. Yeah, like I used to. No, I'm serious. Like I.
Not when you're banging the chick. You don't say like, oh, you like that in your cunt.
You like that, you little slut.
Why not?
You love
that, talk dirty, man.
Yeah.
Lay that pipe.
Yeah,
talk
dude.
Dirty.
Right,
talk
but I like, hey, you like that in your puss or your twat?
Does that sound any better to anybody? Does that sound better than cunt? I think so.
Call in to win, everybody. Tell me if you like. Sorry, I just had to do that. Just the fact that you said, does that sound better to everybody?
Right. Well, I was going to say it to Lou, but he's on
right.
the phone.
Right.
So.
Here's the thing. What's with Hispanics and black people? They just get on the phone at any time. When I went to the black barbershop, the guy was on the phone.
Was on his phone while he was giving you a haircut.
And
imagine if you went to the
Dave,
bank
when
and
he was
teller.
In here, he was on his phone half the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I said before the show, I was like, Dave, make sure you turn that phone off or whatever. He's like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah,
I'm like, what is with that?
Well, you know, come on. It's like
are they just on the phone all the time?
No.
They're
not
dealing
all the time.
Drugs.
It's,
just turn it off.
I think it's you know, it's just being able to be reached. You know, you're reachable.
It gives us half an hour, all right? Is that so hard to do?
When you are in the hunt for the cunt?
Okay.
No.
All right.
I mean,
but
yes,
cunt's such a bad word. Why would you say that about like something you want to get?
Because it's dirty. You're laying the pipe. You're it's
right.
it's
stop
it's just,
laying the pipe. All right.
Why?
Otherwise, I'm gonna have to bring out my.
I was actually with two girls earlier today, and they were saying like, "Yeah,
cunt.
Did you lay the pipe and stuff like that?"
Lay
so,
the pipe.
Okay, one of the chicks you laid pipe with. So why would she say that?
Well, actually, both of the chicks I've laid pipe
with.
Two.
How about one of them you're going to lay pipe with?
No.
Oh,
you already did it with both.
Oh, okay.
Thursday and Saturday.
You're just going to do it again.
Call them Thursday and Saturday.
I thought Saturday was this coming Saturday. Okay.
No, this past
gotcha.
Saturday.
Gotcha. Okay. I thought you were planning it. All right.
No, the point is that I don't like the term pussy. I don't like
really?
Puss.
Well, I like calling guys pusses.
So do I.
Right.
But that's like, it's weird for me to say.
Yeah.
And I feel like it sounds weird coming out of my mouth, and I'd much rather
Why?
Say cunt.
But cunt's so hard, and it's so mean to say.
Cunt.
I save cunt for anger. You know what I mean? I save pussy for love and tenderness and making fun of guys, whatever. Look at your face.
It's just
everyone should just see his face.
I'm thinking about it. Pussy.
Yeah.
Ew.
What is wrong
it tastes
with you?
Weird coming out of my mouth.
It tastes weird? Well, that might be a problem with the girl. You know what I mean?
Oh, no. I'll eat it.
When the pussy tastes weird, you got a problem.
Yeah, no. Well, that's exactly right. But,
what's wrong with pussy? I like pussy. Or puss. Or, you know, like, I don't like vag. Vagina. You like that in your vag? You know what I mean? You like that in your vagina? No. You like that in your pussy?
To say.
You got a tight pussy.
Yeah, well, you
got a tight cunt? That sounds wrong.
Yeah, baby.
That sounds wrong.
It sounds way better.
No.
Than, you know what you sound like? You sound like the gay guy from What Not to Wear when you're saying, oh, hey,
okay,
look
well,
at you.
First of all, stop
your
right
pussy,
there.
Your pussy looks delicious. I think that would go wonderful with
stop
a nice
right
thong
there.
Or something like that.
Why are you watching What Not to Wear?
I have four younger sisters.
Not an excuse.
That is an excuse.
Not an excuse.
Fine.
That
I
is
watch
what,
it by myself on TLC on the
weekend. That makes more sense to me.
Does it? Well, either way, you
right.
are
and,
that gay guy
sister,
when you
and
say
and
pussy.
Like,
instead
Don,
of
Don, this thing, our TiVo's filled up with What Not to Wear. You got to delete these. I'm watching them in order.
Shut up. You shut up.
All we want to watch is Sons of Anarchy and Rescue Rangers. Like,
if,
don't
if my
that
sisters
show.
Ever came up to me and said that, I would just praise heaven. I would be like, yeah. Oh, thank God.
Thank
no more
you.
One Tree Hill and Amazing Race on
is
my DVR.
Is still on?
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah, it is. And my sisters are still watching the new episodes where Lucas Scott has a job or something.
Stop.
I know.
Lucas
I hate that
Scott.
I know their names. I hate everything about it, but I see it
that's almost
every
bad.
Time I come home.
I don't know what's worse, Gossip Girl or One Tree Hill?
Gossip Girl.
Is
worse.
It?
Yeah, it is. Trust me, I've seen
XOXO.
It. Yeah, exactly.
What did you say? It's,
do it again.
XOXO.
Is that Gossip Girl?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. My sister watches that show, and she makes her boyfriend watch it. I'm just like,
well,
there you
I
go.
I have this girl that I talk to that texts me, like sends me text messages, and her like little sign thing is XOXO.
Right.
Such a so fucking stupid.
You should be like, you're a huge bitch. Gossip guy.
Gossip guy. That's your sign. Gossip guy.
XXX.
You're a huge cunt.
There you go. That's right. That would be the only guy
sign. Stop texting me, you bitch. Something like that.
You twat.
You cunt.
Yeah, there you go.
You cunt. You puss. Puss in boots.
Puss in boots.
Just silence right there. Puss in boots. Whatever happened to that good old story?
Well, does that ever make you think? I mean, I Puss in Boots is the title of the fairy tale story. Doesn't that ever make you think of just like a vagina and boots?
No, but it makes me think, like, why do they call cats in boots? Like, they couldn't come up with anything better? Like, you know, cat in boots or kitty in boots?
Puss in boots rolls off the tongue better.
Yeah, it does. Kitty in boots. But I don't like the fact that now we actually have to say puss when I refer to guys, you know what I mean? And I can't say it because I think of... Or I can never tell the story to my kids about the Puss in Boots because I would never get through it without laughing. Just like, this Puss in Boots.
You just show them Shrek.
There you go.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell the tale anymore.
Okay.
That's the beauty of Shrek.
That's the beauty of Shrek?
That's the only beauty of Shrek.
Yeah. It does have that weird chick.
Donkey.
Oh, Eddie Murphy. What is happening?
Donkey.
Yeah, exactly.
That was a really good impression, Lou. Do it again.
Eh, donkey.
Yeah, that was kind of good.
What are you talking about? That shit
was horrible. Horrible.
That was awful.
I was just trying to be supportive. That's all I wanted to do.
I like to pound people to the ground so that I feel better.
Oh, is that what you do?
Stop saying lay pipe. Okay,
why?
I will start saying dork more. Will you like that? Do you like that, Don?
Donkey.
All right, we're not just going to start doing things where we're just saying...
Let me hear you do donkey.
Laying pipe.
Okay. Well, dork. That's not fun.
Got my huge dork.
That's a...
the face.
You're a dork.
I don't even mind saying that. I like saying both dork as a person and saying my dork. My dork.
The thing is, I've never heard of it used in that term.
Well, you have now.
That sounded fantastic. We have not. You're going places. You're going places.
Listen,
friend.
Radio, you don't really need to say stuff, okay? You just gotta.
Who are you, Clint Eastwood?
Exactly. That sounded like Clint
Eastwood, partner.
Like knee deep in a bottle of whiskey is what that sounded like.
That's probably because I'm half drunk. Okay.
I noticed.
Here's the thing. I don't know why everyone's like, oh, you gotta keep talking to radio or whatever. Just like, you know, let me get my thoughts together.
Have that 20-minute final coming up.
You know, listen, I'm going to kick ass in that. You want to know why? Because I'm just going to rant for about 20 minutes.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm thinking I'm just going to rant daily.
Nice.
Oh, daily. Okay, yeah.
No, that's fine. All you have to do is find something that you want to rant
about. I'm
going to
write a book.
About.
You know what it's going to be called? It's called How to Fix the World. It's by MJ Delacandro, and it's going to mention a few things.
Okay.
Kids, got to get rid of them. Yep. All right. We need to get on China's one... Kid.
I read that article too. China's one kid policy.
It's the one way to
save
global warming.
What did that article say? They said that if we adopted that policy by 2050, we would have less than 5 billion people.
What?
But
Don read an article?
Actually, good point. What? Don's read an article and knew what I was referring to when I said
accident.
That is amazing.
It was an accident. I meant to go to
Don meant to go like
Fudge Report, which is a porn site, but I ended up going to
That's
Drudge
a
Report.
Shit porn site, so
no, it isn't. It's all anal all the time.
Is it really?
No.
Oh. We need to go to Fudge Report. We need to see what that is.
Please
get out of Fudge Report
anyway,
because I need to find out what that is.
What it also said is that if we don't change anything by 2050, we'll have
too many kids.
Yeah, we'll have way more people.
Oh my god.
The planet can handle.
Oh my god.
There was another. As much as I hate to do this, there was another article
you read?
That said.
Wait, was this on the Huffington Post that you meant to go to? It was the Huffington Post. It's a weed website. Right, are you making fun of Lou's asthma? Because that's not funny.
Lou, do you have asthma?
I do not have asthma.
Fudge Report not an actual website.
It's not a porn site.
How?
It's like a parked site.
Oh, no one's actually done anything
Greetings
with that.
And
yet?
Welcome to the Fudge Report.
No
All
one's
the
done
fudge that.
Wait, no one's done anything with Fudge Report yet? That is impossible.
Well, either way, I think that should be done. But the other thing I wanted to say
Absolutely.
Is that if well,
we
yeah,
should really make that.
Bacteria, they did a study on that, and they said that when there's far too many, bacteria has a certain behavior that is close to like what. I can't remember what it's saying. Actually, bacteria, like, it was something with spores, like mother spores, like, release all their DNA. So basically, essentially, they have a bunch of kids, but then they retreat into, like, a comatose state, and then they stay that way until conditions are,
If only our mothers would do that.
If only they would just have us and retreat
right.
into a comatose state
right.
until conditions are better.
Right. You're like, Dad, where's
like
mom?
Bacteria. She's going to be better.
Yeah. Right.
Mothers don't like bacteria.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Always getting in the way. Yeah. Always trying to get in your shit, and you're just like, Mom!
I know.
Get out of my shit.
I love my mom, but sometimes...
I was watching that porn.
What is wrong with you, Lou? What if Lou's into porn all of a sudden? Well, into weird shit porn.
No, it's not weird. There's no such thing as weird porn.
Really? Sump porn?
Dude, think of like the grossest thing you could think of in the world, and I bet you there's a fetish porn for it.
Well, I know there is. That's the worst part about it.
Stump porn?
Yeah.
What is it?
What do you think it is? It's people with like out with missing limbs and stuff. That's stump porn.
Okay, well, there's people out there with missing limbs that are probably like, oh, fuck yeah, this is what I've been looking for.
Yeah, but they're missing their arms, so how do they grab onto the chick? They just have to, like...
She don't grab on. You just lay the pipe without arms.
All right, could you stop saying lay the pipe, because I'm going to put my dork into your mouth,
baby.
Okay, you bitch.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right. I didn't put my penis into his mouth, everybody, and he would be the gay one, not me, okay? Everyone knows I just want to get my dick wet. He is the one receiving it.
That's okay, can we put an end to that right now? Okay, right. There's that argument. There's no such thing as a bad blowjob, or if you're getting head from a guy that doesn't make you gay, you're just getting the
head. Oh, yeah,
it does. F that.
Yeah, you're totally...
If you are letting a guy give you head, you are gay.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you can entertain an erection while there's a guy going down there,
right.
That's gay. I don't care what anybody says.
Even if it's in prison.
I don't care if you say you like girls or anything like that. It's gay.
Yeah, it is gay.
It's definitely gay.
Yeah. Totally gay. Because you know what? You see the guy's like hairy ass back or whatever, and you see his ass or whatever.
Sounds a lot like you've
Have
been
you
there.
Done this?
Sounds a lot like experience.
It's graphic.
No, I mean,
speaking from
details.
Experience.
No, I just
too many details.
I was
Jesus,
super...
God, I just did like a dry vomit.
Nice.
I was
kidding.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'm just kidding, guys. Right?
Okay,
I was joking.
Ew.
No. But
I know.
I'm
but
just
the point
assuming...
is, I know what you mean. We should ask a gay guy. We should ask a gay guy if that's actually if they consider
I think
that
gay,
gay
guy. Yeah, I think gay guys. I don't know. Would they find that offensive?
I don't know. And pretty much anything I say, I'm assuming somebody finds offensive
well,
somewhere.
Well, we already had a black guy in the studio, so next thing, we should
Lee.
Bring a gay
we
guy,
were,
we
get
were,
a gay guy
okay.
in here.
We do actually. Oh, you know what we do? We have Lee. Then we have the black gay guy from our class.
Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll combine the two into some massive black gay thing where we can make fun of the blacks and the gays from then on.
Okay.
You know?
I'm down with that. I think that sort of preemptive
get,
strike is exactly what we need.
Right.
To
and then we need to get like an Indian guy in here or...
If we could just get somebody to represent all the different groups that we nitpick
We could
at.
Probably get... You know, if we get what's his name? Anthony to turn to...
Who
Muslim.
Can we get who's Jewish? Pete Ross. I know him. Oh, no. I don't think his name is Ross. It's Pete. Just
Bernstein.
Pete. I don't know.
Goldstein. Rustin,
Weinstein,
something like that.
Goldberg, yeah. No, either way, it's Petey. But
because we can make fun. Of, I don't think we've made fun of the Jews yet.
Not yet.
We need to start.
Let's write that down.
Okay.
Can you write that?
Make fun of.
Don't you hate
Jews.
That? Do you hate when people like are either typing or texting or writing or something, and they say they're saying out loud to themselves?
Remember
what they're
I was
doing
that in class?
Yeah, I,
and
yeah,
I did
I,
it
I,
the
do, I do remember that. Like in you ever see like a
space,
what is
space,
it, like,
space.
Yeah, like Harry Potter 2, the Chamber of Secrets,
yeah.
The part where he's like writing in the diary because he's trying to
right.
like, communicate. And I understand it's on screen, so he's trying to keep it interesting. But this is not interesting when he's writing it. You hear the scratches, and he's like, "Can you tell me?"
Right.
About
okay, I think it was a little shorter than that.
Chamber of Secrets. That is exactly almost timing and everything.
Yeah,
that
could,
is exactly
you could have
how
read
it is.
And then just said,
I mean,
wrote
that's
it,
like
and then
that's
just
like 40
can you tell
seconds
me about the Chamber of Secrets?
Exactly.
And you're like, all right, that's
enough. F that. Just write it and you show it. It's 1 second. Can you tell me? You don't have to do that whole thing. Or like when there was an old Disney movie called Smart House. Did you ever see that one?
I do remember.
It was
Smart
it was
House.
A Disney Channel original, and this chick was communicating via IM because that was the quick way to do things
yeah.
back then. And she was typing
oh
it, and she's like, "Oh, it's Ben," and she's typing, and "I'm here, Ben. What's the update?" It's like, come on. What are you doing?
Right.
Just show the screen. I hate that. But, yeah, speaking of hate, we are – I hate it, but we're out of time. So –
yes, we're cutting down the show. I don't know. Are we supposed to tell people this?
Yeah, we should. We should. Don't expect
I don't
it to
know
be
why.
An hour anymore. But
yeah.
I think we have decided as a group that we're going to take
don't
it
do
down.
This. They don't tell people like
they
what they're doing.
They can't afford any more studio time. That's all it is.
We can't afford it anymore.
Yeah.
So our
right.
budget has been cut.
We are done.
We are cutting it down now at least for a while
right.
to half an hour. So
to make room for our assless chaps that we're going to be getting.
Again, I would just like to say...
Well, I'm getting... I'm going to wear them next week.
Any more gay references from MJ, I'm going to start marking them down, and I'm going to tell all the violent gay people I know.
What was the mark down that you were doing? Might have been gay jokes, gay references. No, it was times that you didn't know something that I knew.
Well, today, there was none.
That was impressive.
Well...
I didn't know you even knew how to read stuff that wasn't about weed or porn.
Or... like fantasy.
Mythical creatures.
Right.
I can read that stuff. It usually just doesn't stick
in my head.
If
there's not a griffin every five sentences, I thought you just tune out.
If there's not like a horse or something with wings, it doesn't stick in.
Where's this Pegasus? You read this article about one kid per family or whatever. You're like, there's no Pegasus in this story. I don't understand.
Somebody lied. There was supposed to be Pegasus in there. It's bullshit.
Right. Your dad sends to you. Don.
You mean they don't have them in China?
Kind of Pegasi?
Pegasi? I don't think it's Pegasus is
Pegasi.
Pegasuses.
This has been Avoiding People.
With Don.
And MJ.
Pegasuses. Make sure to check out the blog.
That's right.
Avoidingpeople.blogspot.com. Oh, yes.
Thanks for the reverb.
Bring in
Dr.
the reverb.
Lou.
It's going to be tough to understand this, but that's okay. Avoidingpeople.blogspot.com or avoidingpeople@gmail.com.
Email us.
Any kind of email.
And we will respond to you. Thank you very much again.